This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
At a time when many states and school districts are struggling to stay afloat financially, the new national curriculum plan, called Common Core, demands that current textbooks be replaced with new books aligned with the new standards, and that teachers be retrained to teach in alignment with Common Core standards and Common Core tests, and that schools finance technological updates so every student can be tested on a computer, including buying additional computers and increasing broadband capacity. Estimates to implement the standards and tests range from $12 to $16 billion nationally. The states are having a hard time figuring out how much Common Core alignment will cost them, which provides further proof that the states had no role in developing the standards. Some estimates are that just for the testing mandated by Common Core standards, the annual cost of assessment for states participating in this will increase by $177 million, and that is not just a one-time cost, but an annual cost of the increase over previous standardized testing costs. Estimates of the textbook and material costs will be $374 million. And after all the cost and complexity of adopting Common Core standards, they will not make your kids any smarter. Here is the opinion of Dr. Sev Werman, a math standards and assessment expert and former U.S. Department of Education official. He said, and I quote, "I believe the Common Core marks the cessation of educational standards improvement in the United States. No state has any reason left to aspire for first-rate standards, as all states will be judged by the same mediocre national benchmark enforced by the federal government."
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
He spent 4 years in the United States Air Force, 2 years in South America as an American missionary. He is a published author, former political consultant, an expert in history, economics, conspiracies, politics, philosophy, and religion. He has never missed a single question on an IQ test, making him the most intelligent patriot in America. Welcome to the Paul Drockton Radio Program.
Welcome to the Paul Drockton Financial Report and my website, internettruth.org. And my friends, happy Veterans Day for those of us that served. And basically, I just don't believe that we shouldn't be proud. I think we should all be proud of our service. I oppose those that are not proud of their service. And the reality is this, is that when you understand how the military really works, I mean, look at it this way. How much information does the general public get when it comes to what the military is up to? Well, if you understand how much the general public gets, understand this. Soldiers get even less. They get a minimal amount of information. Generals don't sit down and discuss military policy with the rank and file. And believe it or not, politicians sure as heck don't discuss it with anybody. And the central banks don't want to talk about it at all. So, you know, I'm a big believer that be proud of your service, you know, regardless. I don't know anybody that signed up for the military that says, you know what, I want to kill civilians. I don't. The fact that some end up in those situations has more to do with the times we live in than anything else. I mean, the reality is that we've saw the evolution of warfare to where it's basically now guerrilla, and where the individuals that the enemy combatants, we'll call them, dress the same as the civilians. And this was a trend that started during the 60s. Blame communism. Blame what happened in Vietnam. And continues in even more so today. And we realize that puppets pull the string of other puppets, and it all ties back to the powers that be trying to grab up all the resources in this world that they possibly can. And are all at all of our expense. So be proud of your service, my friends. You know, I'll give you one biblical consolation here. You know, Jesus Christ, when he was crucified, he looked on the Roman soldiers and he said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." He could have said, "Father, forgive them," because no one explained to them the magnitude of what they're doing. They're just doing their duty. So with that said, there's a couple thoughts there for today. Okay, moving on to financial things. We've got John from Rancho Cucamonga, California. John?
How you doing, Paul?
Doing good, man.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Terrific, okay. Well, some people say that's not good. But anyway, I've heard you discuss this before, the plight of people that volunteer for the military for noble reasons, and then they find out a little bit, you know, a little bit at a time later on that things weren't all what they were told. Mm-hmm. And there's a group called Iraqi Veterans Against the War, and they're a pretty small group. I would have thought there would have been more of them, but there aren't. That says something right there. But I think it
says they want to forget about it.
John. Yeah, I think you're probably right. I think that's probably it. And believe me, I am not saying that I think that that they should be castigated. But what I am saying is that, and you know it yourself in the whole field of investments. Nobody ever wants to brag about how they were snookered at one time or another, or someone lied to them and they end up getting a bad deal. No one brags about that. So, I mean, that's kind of the same thing, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but I did have a question or two for you relative to your military service. I was just kind of curious, you know, as to when were you in the military? And were you in the Army? Which branch were you in?
I was in the Air Force.
The Air Force. I'm sorry. Yeah, I think you mentioned that once. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I spent 4 years in. And basically served as a paramedic and also rose to the ranks of the sergeant.
Okay.
And basically 4 years of service, honorably discharged. And as I said, proud of it, you know, proud of my service. I mean, as I said, I don't know how to explain this to people unless you've actually been through the experience.
Right.
But, you know, when you take that oath to serve, you're under a whole new set of guidelines. I mean, your constitutional rights are suspended, literally. I mean, you don't have freedom of speech. You don't have the right to oppose. I mean, you are there and you're told to follow orders. And as long as it's a just order. Now, if you talk to anybody in the military today, they'll tell you that they have the right to disobey an illegal order.
No. They also have the right to spend time in the rest of their time in service in the brig, and they also have the right to a dishonorable discharge too. I understand all that, you know, but here is, let me ask you, just to solidify that your previous statement. When were you in the Air Force, from what years to what years, if you don't mind my asking?
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't mind you asking. I was in there 79 through 83.
Oh, okay, that was a while ago. Okay, all right. I was 18 years old in 1965 when the Vietnam conflict started raging.
Yep.
And I was 23 in 1970 when I graduated from college, and I became 1A and eligible for the draft. I was part of the very first lottery system.
Mm-hmm.
And to tell you the truth, Paul, to be honest with you, and all your listeners, I didn't have a clue as to what was going on. My parents told me it was the right thing to go in. And all my relatives, aunts and uncles, all of their friends, you know, came over to our house, you know, but I just didn't get it. And the reason I didn't get it is because I was just a young, punk, dumb kid. And I didn't have anything behind me that I could base it against. And another thing is that there was really, the only people who were speaking out against it were those long-haired freaky people. Well, who the heck wants to listen to them anyway? But I mean, the long and short of it was, probably the one person I do remember who did speak out against it was heavyweight boxing champion by the name of Cassius Clay, who became Muhammad Ali, and he made the most genuine, honest statement about war and deciding to get involved in war that I ever heard. And I was a sophomore in high school when I heard this. He said, I don't have no problem with them Vietnamese people, you know. And I said, yeah, but you know, that's before they rounded him up and they kicked him out of boxing. I think he spent some time in jail, you know. So,
Well, the reality is that, you know, conscientious objectors. I mean, the Vietnam War was a quagmire, and literally a quagmire. Now, I've actually done the research into both sides and who was behind it. I always follow the money, John. And I look at where these groups got their money from.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad reality is if you go back, and it began with Potsdam, you know, where Eastern Europe was literally given to the communists. And then,
oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, so the reality is that the central banksters, I mean, they love total dictatorship because it means free labor. It means people working in their factories for free.
Right, right.
You know, it means disposable labor. So, you know, how do you fight the individuals that are financing the war when they're financing the war literally to advance the goals of your enemy? I don't know how to do it.
Well, this is I think you're inadvertently making my case, and that is, and I think you're absolutely right about the Potsdam Conference. I think there was a lot more significant one called Yalta, but that's okay. The thing about Vietnam was that it was all based on the lie of the Gulf of Tonkin.
Of course. And
can you hold me over? I hear the music.
Yeah, we could talk a little bit.
Sure.
It is Veterans Day.
I don't want to beat it to death, but I just want to make a point.
No, this is a relevant conversation. I don't have a problem talking with you. We'll be right back.
Thanks.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaque, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Welcome back to the Paul Drockman Financial Report. And my friends, remember, if you're looking for gold or silver, you can get it through me. And all you need to do is visit Republic Trading Group website, or you can call 330-636-6292, my cell phone, email PDROCKTON, PDROCKTON, at AOL.com, or come visit me, 1266 East Center in Spanish Fork, Utah. Okay, John, go ahead and make your point, my friend.
Okay, Paul. Well, look, just don't take this the wrong way. Anything I've said or anything I'm about to say, I don't have it in for.
Hey, don't even couch it. Just say it, dude.
No.
It's okay.
I
can handle it.
yeah, but it's all the other people. I don't have anything against any individual thinking that they're doing one thing or another. But mm-hmm. what I really do resent is when they and the individual soldiers come back after getting off an aircraft carrier, and they act toward me as if I owe them thanks for protecting them. And I just tell them, I said, I didn't ask you to go protect me. I don't think you're protecting my liberties or my freedoms. I think what you are is you're part of a group. Now that you put on a military uniform of the United States, then you put on the blue helmet of the United Nations and the patch of the blue patch of the United Nations. What you're really doing is you're working for the liar who's running our country, who takes his orders from the internationalists who are trying to promote the one world government, the new world order. And for them to say that they're trying to defend my freedoms, that's what the families try to tell themselves and they try to promote. And the NFL tries to promote that. And Major League Baseball tries to promote it. And
John,
college football tries to promote it.
Okay, you made your point. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead, sir.
Stay with me. What do you do for a living?
I'm an engineer.
Okay. What do you build?
I don't build anything. I try to think great thoughts about electrical engineering. I put together drawings to build electrical systems for industrial plants, for water recycle plants, for paper recycle plants, for anything that really pays money.
Okay. So bottom line is that how do you know the great thoughts that you have on paper aren't being weaponized even as we speak?
Well, there's nothing involved with weapons with a cable between a piece of 480 volt switchgear and a 480 volt motor in a plant that's a paper recycle plant, for instance.
Okay, but that same plant could be producing weapons.
It could be doing
technology.
All kinds of
all I'm trying to explain is that people have to get credit for what their intentions are. I mean, we got to give people credit for their intents. I mean, people aren't going into the military saying, yeehaw, you know, I get to go and serve the United Nations or I get to serve the agenda. Most of these guys are, what, 18 years old?
Right.
I mean, what's their background?
They're already 20s, it's the same thing. You're right.
I mean,
yeah.
So, you know, the bottom line is they're going to serve their country. And, I mean, if they get injured while doing that, by law, they're entitled to disability benefits. If they don't get injured, then they're entitled for respect because they could have made other choices. I mean, I'd rather have a kid go in the military, serve for 4 years, than go join a street gang for 4 years. Obviously, you're going to get a lot more out of it. So, I mean, the experience itself is good. That's what I'm trying to get at. No matter what you go through in the military, you're going to have good experience when you get out. A lot of great people came out of the Vietnam conflict. You know, one of the biggest misnomers, and the media has done this, is they've taken a lot of Vietnam veterans and they demonized them as crazy lunatics. No. I've actually done the research on people that came back from Nam, those that served. Some of the most successful individuals in the United States of America came from that conflict. So, you know, I believe that man, you know, we can
I have no argument with that. I have no argument with the fact that they were probably good before they went in, you know, and they are what they were, and the military got the better end of their talents. All I'm saying is, Paul, is that the United States is the invading, occupying force in all of these wars in the Middle East, and I don't know how justified. I just don't understand it.
I'm not arguing with you. I've actually, as you know, done quite a bit of research on that very
point. I know you have, yeah.
But here's the reality, is that the average individual that's in the military doesn't know any of that stuff. They just don't. And they don't have access to that kind of information.
Yes, they do. That's where I disagree with you, Paul. And that's the big difference. You and I are alike in that even – that's why I was asking you when you served from 79 to 83. Mm-hmm. And I came of age in the late 60s and graduated from college in 1970. And there was no such thing as this information superhighway called the Internet. I only had the sources of information that were you know, like Time Magazine – and various other and not much of anything else. You didn't have much more than that because the Internet was not made public until the early 90s.
But you don't start looking for answers until you have the questions. That's
anyone can my contention is anyone, if they wanted to find out something about who's right and who's wrong on just about any subject, I grant you there's a lot of bad information out there. The way you figure out something like global warming and the fact that it's the biggest scientific fraud in the history of our country is you listen to the arguments on both sides for a while. Then you start figuring out who's lying.
Did you know all this? Did you know all this when you were an 18-year-old, 19-year-old?
No, that's the first thing I said. I didn't know anything. I was a dumb kid.
Well, then I guess what I'm saying is that we've got 20-year-old, 21-year-olds that are serving, and they're coming back with injuries. And I'm going to give them, you know, the respect they deserve. I don't have a problem with that. You know, I really don't. What I have a problem with is the civilians that really don't do anything about these wars, that sit back and say, yeah, let's go do another one. I have a problem with that because it's really the civilians' job to keep men out of war. It isn't the soldiers' job. Soldiers are trained to fight. That's what they're trained to do. They do their job. The civilians are trained to basically control the government. And obviously, they're doing a very, very poor job right now.
I like to think that I'm doing something, Paul, in my own small way by talking to you, and also for the last 3 or 4 years by wearing a button on my shirt from the time I get up in the morning to the time I go to bed at night that says the official 9/11 story is a big lie.
Yeah, John, this isn't about you. All I'm trying to explain is,
well,
is
no,
that
no,
most...
But I'm a civilian. Most... I'm just saying. I'm trying to do what I can. That's all. And that's why I
exactly.
have...
Exactly.
That's why I say what I say, and I try to say it as publicly as I can.
John, if there were more people like you, then we wouldn't be in this mess. So, you know, God bless you. All right?
Paul, it's a pleasure talking to you, sir.
As always.
Have a nice evening. Okay.
You too.
Goodbye.
Bye. We got Dino from Denver. Dino?
Hey, Paul. How are you, my friend?
Good. How are you doing?
It's another day in paradise. I was listening to your show, and I thought I'd comment on some of the things because of Veterans Day. Because I did my 8 years, so I did my 8 years from 88 to 96, and so first Gulf War, and I still have my uniform in the closet, but I do have this battle in my mind on the very things that you're talking about. You know what I mean?
I really want to, you know, I'm doing this because I want to give people some comfort out there.
No, no, I wasn't taking it in any other way. I was just sharing with you.
Yeah.
Because I was, you know, I did all kinds of things in the military, but like the previous gentleman, I didn't know anything. And so I don't begrudge my service because I got a lot from it in many different ways. But now learning what I know now, I have a hard time sometimes reconciling the two. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. In other words, if today is different, but let me just ask you this, all right, and I'm not going to get personal with you, but let's just think about this. The average 18, 19, 20-year-old soldier, right, he gets an order. The order is take that position right there. Capture the position, right? He sees gunfire come from that position. How does he know whether or not that sniper is surrounded by 20 civilians or 30 civilians or whether he's there by himself? He really doesn't, you know? I mean, the reality is it's a different type of wars that we're fighting today. I mean, this isn't uniform against uniform anymore. This is basically individuals masquerading as civilians.
No, I understand that, Paul. I don't think I meant it that way. I just meant that the... learning that the civilian side of the argument you were making has led the people who are required, for lack of a better term, to follow, you know, you go, and because in the Army we're taught to do two things, kill people and blow things up. That's what we do.
Yeah. Dino, can you stay through the break? I'll let you finish here.
Oh, yeah, sure.
We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
world-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Drockton Financial Report and my website, internettruth.org. And we've got Dino in Denver. Dino, go ahead, man.
Hey, Paul. Give me just a brief moment. I want to share some family history with you that may make this mental gymnastics I go through maybe more relevant. My family got to America in 1642.
Wow.
And we have fought in every war the United States has had. We had generals and colonels in the Revolutionary War, the Civil War. You name them, we're in them. I've got a book of it.
Wow.
And my father was in the Navy in 1945, and my uncle stood on a battleship deck in Tokyo Bay when they signed the surrender. So I have a lot of history in my background, and that's why I tear back and forth with it, because I'm proud of my service, but all those other factors just really make me angry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you understand the political side of it now, you know?
Yeah, and that's sometimes you wish you didn't.
Yeah, sometimes you wish you can go back and just be ignorant, you know? It's kind of like the Matrix, you know? You want to unplug, and then you want to plug back in because you really don't want to know.
Right. I don't know if the term regression comes to mind, but but yeah. I thought I'd share some of that with you, because I did 8 years. And, oh, by the way, if anybody wants to, I was a track mechanic my first 4 years. And, of course, you know I do medical equipment now, and that was my second 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But if, you know, you hear about all these track armored stuff that's been, you know, handed down from the Army and that kind of thing in all these various counties. Mm-hmm. And I know what model they have, and I can tell you how to completely disable one in about 45 seconds.
Well, we won't let you do that on the air.
All right. Because they may not like that.
The reality is that people that have served in the military, you have the experience to defend your country against enemies, both foreign and domestic, and that's definitely an advantage.
And I thought maybe by mentioning that out loud, because I figured you probably wouldn't let me tell everybody, but it's as discouraged as I get about how people are not waking up fast enough. The people that are awake can take assurance that there's even people like me who still know a thing or two about setting a field afire and doing some other things. So we're not completely ignorant, and I am still upright.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the thing. I was just going to talk about an article someone brought to my attention last week and about China and the United States doing a joint training exercise for, quote-unquote, humanitarian purposes during
right.
times of crisis. You know, I don't know about you, but I will resist if that's the case.
Oh, absolutely. I've given many hours of personal thought on how I will speak to people that are not my immediate neighbors, and you know, I learned a lot of leadership skills.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm hoping that you and me and other people that are like-minded, that are really get it and really love our Constitution and Bill of Rights, are going to be there, because the sad reality is I look at what happened in every other country, and I'm talking Russia, China. We've got, Vietnam conflict. We've got Cambodia, Laos. We've got a lot of countries in South America. We've got the countries and nations of Africa, which basically have all been just decimated by genocide. And, you know, people don't realize what comes after this military, I don't know what else to call it, but an invasion. I mean, it's a genocidal campaign. And, you know, I look at it this way. A hero dies, but a coward dies 1,000 times, a hero only once. You know? I mean, give yourself
a... Oh, I've heard that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I believe that we can clearly set our fears aside and oppose evil. And I believe as well that if we do that, one of two things is going to happen. Either we die, in which case you'll be able to stand in the same presence of your proud ancestors, right?
I've given the thought to that I'm not worried about dying.
Yeah, exactly. And I know there's a lot of people out there like you and like me. So I guess I don't know what else to say except I think the crimes that these individuals have invented, they've brought about through deception, and I'm not really sure how to hold people accountable for how much they believe when it comes to that deception. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I just don't know how to do it, you know.
Well, I try to, you know, I drive a lot, so I don't get to interact with too many people over the course of a day in my line of work. I'm a, you know, field service engineer. I repair equipment on the road and stuff. If I can get one person to listen to me every day, maybe 1 in 10 or something, maybe we'll actually take another step and go forward. And that's the best I can do other than prepare myself and my family and stuff like that. So,
yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I'll give you another example. I had a guy come in my office yesterday, my shop here. He seemed like a sincere guy, a good guy. And he wanted me to be part of a movement to bring about a constitutional convention. And I told him, I said, why in the world would I want to give the satanic psychopaths more power than they have right now? And it didn't.
Really?
It never dawned on him that's what they're talking about doing. You know, why would we want to give these people the power to rewrite what, my opinion, is the greatest historical document that's ever been created by the minds of men?
Right. And considering they've done enough damage, why would you want to let them do more?
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, we ended up, the Articles of Confederation, when the Articles of Confederation, you know, when they held a convention for them, that's when we got the Constitution. Patrick Henry said, I smell a rat. And yeah, I guess he was right in a way, but if we have another convention, that's going to be it. There won't be a Constitution. And this guy, all his good intentions aside, he didn't get it. He didn't understand it. Looked at me like I was from another planet.
I get that a lot.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't mean you're not right, though. You know what I mean?
No, all you can do is your best.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you have...
I'll let you get on to another caller there, buddy.
Hey, you have a great Veterans Day, all right?
All right, my friend. You too, and we'll talk again soon. I've listened to all your shows. I just, this one I should call in on, so.
Nice. Well, I'm glad you did. I mean, that's kind of why I want to do it this way today. It's just off topic, but I don't care. It's all good.
It's all good.
Thanks, Dino.
Good night, my friend.
Good night. Yeah, I mean, look, be proud of who you are. Be proud of what you learned. You know, I guess what I'm saying is that people say, well, they don't have the answers. But I'd say this. Maybe they're not asking the questions. Maybe they don't have the right questions to ask. I mean, sometimes we just have to understand that we know things, we understand things from our experience, from our research, that these people don't. And they don't even, I don't know, what illusions... Maybe ask yourself this question. What illusions can the American public see through? You know, I look at this Obamacare thing and what's going on, and they don't see the manipulation. I mean, here you have all these cancellation notices going out from their insurance companies. And by the way, the insurance companies were the ones responsible for Obamacare. They're the ones who lobbied for it. They're the ones who brought it about. And they're the ones that are going to benefit from it. So what did they do? They cancel everybody's policies. To do what? To force them to put pressure on the government to make Obamacare work. They didn't have to cancel their policies. They weren't mandated. That wasn't a government mandate. Well, our policy doesn't comply with the current government standards. Well, that isn't even an issue, because there's a lot of policies that are still in force that don't comply with Obamacare, because Obamacare was designed for the uninsured. Canceling people that have insurance and making them uninsured isn't what this was supposed to do, but now here we have it. So then we have this website that doesn't work properly, and I guess a couple programmers got together over the weekend and designed one that worked perfectly with a budget of, I think it was $10. I mean, the American public's being manipulated. They can't see through this simple illusion. They don't understand it. I mean, how many people out there understand that there's a Federal Reserve Bank that charges interest on their currency? How many people want to know? How many people believe that the dollar has the same value today that it did back in 1913, and that silver and gold are not going to increase in value? How many people are deceived? And look, these people are masters of illusion, my friends. I don't hold people accountable because they believe in illusion. I know I can think of a lot of illusions I believe throughout my life. A lot of times I've been deceived. There's no shame in being deceived. Now, where the shame is when you're continuously deceived. that's shameful. I mean, when someone takes advantage of you once and you let that person do it again and again and again, well, you know, there's a lot of shame in that. And unfortunately for many Americans, there's a lot of shame because that's what they've permitted. They've permitted these individuals to use our two-party system to forward their agenda until we arrive at the place where we are today. And I know this is no thanks to you or I, because we've resisted their agenda from the get-go. But don't worry about it. I mean, look, throughout history, individuals that got it have always been on the outside. They've always been ostracized. It's just the way it works. Because we don't control the illusions. We control the truth. Truth doesn't have too many friends in this world of ours, because what truth normally means is ostracism, and most people just don't want to be ostracized. They want to be accepted. They want to fit in. They want to know that their neighbor likes them. Those of us that know the truth could care less. Anyway, we got time for a few more phone calls. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get 1 free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy 3. This is a massive savings of $600 on a 4-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month.
Welcome back to the Paul Drockton Financial Report and my website, internettruth.org. And by way of financial news, by the way, U.S. government bond yields are up again, and they're heading higher. I'm looking at the 10-year note, and it's at 2.75%. So it went up a little bit again today. It's been going up really for the last week or so. 2.75, I think it capped at 2.8. Then it went down a little bit. And this is the interest rate we're talking about on the 10-year note. So I've been looking at the treasuries owned by foreign governments, and surprisingly, they're in decline. For example, China has sold treasuries. It appears that Russia has sold treasuries. I'll go through the list with you tomorrow. But the bottom line is that we're going to start seeing some things. And what I mean by starting to see some things, we are going to start seeing, I think, rates start to go up. They already are, especially if you look at mortgage rates. Also, one of the things that I think is going to start impacting things is some of these municipal bond ratings. And in the news today, Fitch downgrades Chicago bond ratings. Fitch Ratings has downgraded the credit worthiness of Chicago's bond debt because of its public pension problems. Fitch dropped the rating from AA- to A-, AA- to A- on $8 billion in general obligation bonds backed by property taxes. Interestingly enough, it's backed by property taxes, which means what? Means that rising rates, right? What do rising rates do to foreclosures? They drive them up, right? So anyway, property taxes decline in Chicago. Fitch drops their bond rating. It also dropped the rating on $497 million in sales tax bonds paid for by both the city's local sales tax and its share of the state sales tax. And the rating was downgraded on $200 million in commercial paper notes financed by a general obligation pledge from any available city fund. Now, we get to the crux of the matter. Fitch's downgrade stems from the lack of meaningful solutions to the city's pension situation. City and fire pension programs have no more than 30% of the money needed to cover obligations. And as this article clearly points out, the downgrade makes it more expensive for the city to borrow money. Now, what it's also going to do is if you have a municipal portfolio, let's say you're investing in munis right now, municipal bonds, because Chicago has to pay a higher rate now on new issues, it's going to trash existing issues. And remember, for every interest rate point that Chicago pays higher than what they're paying today, existing obligations could lose as much as 10% of their principal. A 1% increase on a 10-year obligation means a 10% loss of principal. So these municipal bonds and these municipal bond ratings and these municipal bond crisis that we're seeing right now, they're only going to accelerate. I mean, this is an economic recovery. I don't know. Maybe I don't know what to say. I don't even have an analogy. I mean, this is anything but recovery we're in right now. The other thing that is going on right now is it looks like Scranton, Pennsylvania is heading towards bankruptcy. Scranton could be headed towards another fiscal crisis like the one that resulted in city workers having their pay cut to minimum wage in 2012, according to major credit rating agencies. In a weekly publication, Moody's warned investors that Scranton could be facing the threat of default or bankruptcy thanks to a $20 million budget gap for the fiscal year that begins January 1st. The city is supposed to approve the new budget by November 15th. Without a balanced budget, the ratings agency warned that two financial institutions could withdraw from scheduled debt financing for the beleaguered northeastern Pennsylvania city. The resulting liquidity squeeze would leave the city with few options to meet its financial obligations, raising the threat of bankruptcy. So you're going to start seeing a lot more of this in the news, my friends. We've got Jerry from Texas. Jerry?
Yeah, Paul. You're right in line with a question I've got here in Central Texas. We're looking at a school bond election, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, if for some reason the school district that fires, as Bob Tuscan says, shouldn't be, defaults on payment of these bonds, who's held responsible, and how would the debt be collected?
Okay, let me ask you this, just a couple questions. So it sounds like your state, Ohio did this too. You rely on a levy system where they have to go to the taxpayers to raise money, the schools do?
Well, we have a property tax, ad valorem tax, school tax. But mm-hmm. if they want to do a expansion, update at a facility is wide, if you don't have the revenue, the school district will have a bond election where the owners or the residents, I should say, mm-hmm. of that school district will vote yea or nay on a specific amount of bonds to be issued and sold
mm-hmm.
For the basically a mortgage.
Yeah. So bottom line is that it sounds like your school is funded through property taxes.
Exactly, yeah.
So reality is that property taxes are based on valuation of homes. Have valuations gone down in your community? Are homes worth less today than they were a year ago or 2 years ago?
They're holding, they're increasing some.
Mm-hmm.
my question, though, is on default. If it should be a default on those on the bond payments, the holders of those bonds, what are their options so far as collecting the money? Well, do they go in and repossess the facilities that they funded? Do they go to the taxpayer?
It's been done. East St. Louis, someone took City Hall because they defaulted. Now, I think what's going to end up happening is the school system would go into receivership, which means the state would step in. And then what they would do is they would do some kind of settlement with creditors. So they would say, okay, we're going to pay you 10 cents on the dollar or 20 cents on the dollar before they went into default. Default is like the last option. It's an embarrassment not just for your school district, but it's an embarrassment for the state of Texas.
Well, this is true. My biggest concern is the idea that, in essence, we're putting our property up as collateral for those bonds.
Well, in a way you are because, you know, if your school district is in receivership, then that's going to have a drastic impact on property values in your community. They're going to go down dramatically because people are going to look at your community as a high-risk investment.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you are. You're vested. So, I mean, here's the thing. It's a no-win situation for you because I don't think incomes are going up that much where you live, are they?
No. Matter of fact, they're going down, if any. Especially we're in a rural area. The enrollment of this school district is around 310. That's from pre kindergarten all the way to grade 12.
How much money can they need? Jerry, how much money can that district need? I mean,
well, yeah, my point exactly. They want to build nine new classrooms and have an event center, build an event center, which is a $50 word for a gym. And they're coming in with a guesstimate, not a sound, somewhere between $4 and $4.5 million.
Wow. I mean, you're looking at...
Yeah, wow, it's exactly.
Students. Yeah, I mean, look, if I was a farmer out there, I'd be up in arms. If I owned any land at all, I'd be up in arms because those are the guys who are going to get hit the hardest are the major landowners.
Well, exactly. But, you know, even with ag exempt. Here's the deal, though. So many of the properties around here are owned by non-resident, school district or county residents. Mm-hmm. So they've come up with this idea, well, let the non-resident taxpayer foot all the bill. That sounds good on the surface, but good grief. What about the people that live here?
Yeah, divide and conquer is what they're doing.
It's crazy. Hey, I appreciate that. We're putting our
Jerry, go to school board meetings, get your neighbors to go, and shout this thing down, man. That's the best advice I can give
you. We knocked it down once already. It just keeps raising its ugly head again. I don't mind the classrooms. Classrooms, we need to upgrade some classrooms. But
Jerry, I apologize. We're out of time today. We'll talk more about this tomorrow if you want, okay? Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening, my friends. The end of the Paul Drockton Financial Report. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless. Have a great evening.